Let's do the Nooner right now with Andrew. An interesting day once again. He's been bringing it on the Nooner. And it's brought to you by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Face-Off. Vote for your favorite Real Philly Deli at phillymag.com/RPD. What do you got for the Nooner today,
Andrew? I do want to start out by saying there will be a mention of Coach Camille on the Riled Up line today.
Oh, is that okay, right?
People were not happy with his appearance on the program yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him, quite frankly.
He rips the Nooner. He can't stand you on the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
His worst decision was 4 years ago when he hired me. That was his worst decision ever. All right, so when we talk about the Mount Rushmore of inventions in the history of this earth, of course you have to mention things like the light bulb, maybe the automobile, the television, but all these are old.
Okay.
These are old inventions. There is a new one that I could make the case should be placed on the Mount Rushmore of inventions once there is more than one of this. A university in Singapore that focuses on new age technology just perfected the first machine that will be an all-timer. They created a robot that will take care of the most annoying thing in the world, putting together your furniture that you buy at IKEA. For those of you who have purchased something from IKEA, because we're not all high rollers like you, Harry, you know that assembling the furniture is one of the hardest things to do with the crap pieces that they give you.
Do you assemble furniture, Jason?
Yeah, but it's not... I can. If I buy it, I need to assemble it. It's not a big deal. It's not that hard. We just follow the directions. I know the little wrench they give you is not great.
Yeah. Dude, the IKEA stuff sucks.
Well, do you have an Allen wrench set at your house? A nicer one?
Yeah, I got everything.
Like
there.
A drill bit one?
No, sometimes it's even just the nails they give you. They break easily.
Yeah,
it is.
You don't have a hammer.
You guys aren't backing me up here?
At all. It's not that hard.
No, come on.
I don't purchase that stuff. I mean, the Lima bought something, a cabinet, right?
Yeah.
About 6 months ago. And I told her not to get it. She gets it. It arrives in a big box.
Yep.
And I realized that it's all non-assembled. I have to assemble.
Yeah.
I said, unless you're doing it, we're sending it back.
I'm not dealing with this today.
And it was
called an RTA cabinet.
It was sent back the next day.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
She didn't even try and put it together. She just called me up. I'd have come over and taken care of it.
No. No, it's
and
the principle.
And then you sat in bed until 4 o'clock probably,
it's
right?
It's the principle.
It's a principle. Okay. Yeah, that's called an RTA cabinet, which means ready to assemble.
Oh, okay. RTA?
Yeah, they sell like kitchen cabinets that are RTA cabinets where they'll send them to you, you put them together, and then hang them.
Yeah.
And you get a better deal on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want a better deal.
Wow,
yeah.
I can't believe you guys are as down as you are on this new robot.
Well, if you're half a man, you know how to put a cabinet together.
I don't need a robot. I'd rather just hire a person.
What do? You call AAA when you get a flat?
No, I change it myself.
Yeah.
I'm all man.
I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
What?
I got the AAA card.
Oh, you go AAA?
Of course.
Change the tire.
I'm like a freaking NASCAR pit crew, man.
I can do it, but I choose not to.
There's
other things to do in life.
You change your tire. It's not a big deal.
What does that make you a man?
No.
You
get the jack
out. Act like a man.
Yeah.
You can act like a man.
All right, I guess we're moving on from this story that you guys poo-pooed.
Yeah.
All right, so you never know what you're going to get while listening to the Nooner. So I have to ask you the question. How much do you guys know about the fruit fly?
Not a lot.
No.
That they're annoying, right? That's pretty much what you know.
I don't leave my fruit out so I don't get the fruit fly.
That's right. When I get fruit, I eat the fruit.
Well, instead of trying to find a cure to a disease or something more important, we have a group of scientists that wanted to study one of the most annoying insects in the world. So what did they find out about the fruit fly? Well, these guys found out that, like humans, the fruit fly really likes to mate, right?
Okay.
Now, according to their research, the fun does not come to an end when the deed is done.
Oh, yeah?
What they found out is that when the fruit fly has the big finish, they then go through a high that is equivalent to being on ecstasy.
Really?
So whenever you see a fruit fly, they may be totally whacked out of their mind.
Oh. Yes. Chances are they're stoned. They're high.
Wow. They're in an ecstasy state of mind.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's
when you're done, you're just... Your eyes are rolling in the back of your head.
Yeah, when we're done, you're
rolling.
Yeah.
All right.
What do the fruit flies do when they're on that? Do they go to like a rave?
Do they get orange juice? They drink some orange juice, some vitamin C,
and listen to some EDM.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so this should be a very popular story because a handful of people actually tweeted me this one, and even our own Pat Egan texted it to me.
Oh, jeez.
Police in Louisiana, the state where they just banned having sex with animals. I just want to mention that again.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Oh, no!
Police in Louisiana were called by a woman who found someone in her house. Now, this woman did not find someone trying to rob her house or someone who wanted to harm her. They just found someone taking a bath. 29-year-old Evelyn Washington was arrested after she broke into a house, filled up the bathtub, and then fell asleep in it with Cheetos all over her. There was a plate of Cheetos on the toilet next to her. Now, we are waiting to hear what was in the woman's system.
A lot of weed.
I'm sure this woman was not sober.
Wait a second.
Maybe she just mated with one of those fruit flies.
Wait a second. The Cheeto dust is everywhere.
All over
chances
her body.
Are there's marijuana in your system.
Oh, yeah. That's a munchie item for sure. Here on 420.
Her fingertips are all orange.
Yeah.
Mixed with her bath salts were the Cheeto dust.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's what the kids are calling it these days, Cheeto dust.
Is that right?
Jeez. Oh,
man. I don't get the falling asleep in the tub.
Yeah, I don't either.
I never fell asleep in the tub.
Yeah.
Well, now, Harry, if you care to explain, there was a story once where you woke up somewhere random, correct?
Yeah.
You woke up in a tub?
Not in a tub.
Oh.
No. I'm not hanging out in a tub.
I woke up in a bed.
Men. In a bed, in a house. The family put me to bed.
Oh, you stabbered into the wrong house?
Yeah.
And they put you to bed?
Yeah, this is way, 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 way back.
In your prime?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an Avalon legend, is what it is.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not hear
people
that.
People still talk about it to these days.
Yeah, to this day.
Yes. That crazy Harry Mays. Yeah.
They make you breakfast?
Actually, they were eating breakfast when I woke up.
And you walk out, what do you say?
It's just like, hey, I'm a nuts guy. How you doing? Hello.
Oh, man. You're trying to figure out where the hell you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can see you waking up all disoriented. The first thing you would say.
Nobody cares about hockey, Jason. I was a half a block away from my real destination. Yeah.
I'm going to go home now.
I just missed it.
You didn't walk down the stairs and say, good morning, Skip.
No.
Good morning, Herbie.
It was all on one level. There were no stairs.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, last one here.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this to stick up for my man, Jason Mertidis.
Oh, all right.
Why? Now, there have been times in the past where people would rip you for what they believed was a bad impression, whether it's of Anthony, maybe the Colonel, Tom Brokaw, you name it.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I go through the riled up calls every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when people like to leave their own impression.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be the worst one of all time. And it's the first time ever a Nooner story has the riled up line.
Okay, so we're going to the riled up line.
Yeah,
right
so
now.
Tune in all at
right.
1 o'clock for riled up. But this message will not play during the riled up line. But it was definitely perfect for the Nooner.
This is Joel Embiid. I am so glad I have a coach like Brett Brown.
It's like boy.
Brett, what would you like to say? Well, Joel is a gifted scorer. Thank you, coach.
What?
I would be so sad if I had a coach like Dave Hagstall.
Now, that was supposed to be Joel Embiid.
Wow.
What?
Now, if that man was listening, please call in and explain yourself.
It sounded like a mixture of, like, Borat and Ilya Brizgalov.
Is that right?
Yeah. And Bellinelli. Little Belly Nelly in there.
Oh, man.
Wow. Sometimes bad impressions are good, but that was bad impression that was really bad.
But, I mean, you intend on, you know they're bad. Like,
yeah.
When you do them, it's kind of, that's the goof.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's not, it's never accurate.
You're not trying to sound exactly like
that. No, I'm sounding like an idiot that's trying to sound like that.
Exactly.
Mine, the only time they are good, which is very rare, is by what they say, not how they sound.